Welcome to Around Town with me, Rhonda Bellamy. The closing reception for Dash Loves You, photographs by the late Dashiell Titus Parker, will be held on 4th Friday, February 28th, here in the MC Ernie Gallery at WHQR. We're joined by Dash's mother, Shelley Parker O'Rourke, who curated the exhibit featuring photographs taken from 1996 through October 2018 when he was struck and killed by a trash truck at the age of 30.
He did film, he made music, he renovated historic homes, but his photography was really the thing that I think was just most important to him and the thing he wanted to share the most. So for us to be able to share his work and then kind of take that work to a larger audience is just invaluable. We want to continue to let people see the world through Dash's eyes. The way he looked at things, the way he saw beauty in the neglected or the unnoticed was very special.
So when did his fascination with photography begin?
He was 4 years old when he first started photographing things. I had an old Contessa camera from the 50s, and he started using that. We'd always pick up cameras at resale shops. Throughout his high school years, he had rolls of film like streaming from his pockets at all times. So just, he was always photographing.
Shelley says he was also always riding a bike, his preferred mode of transportation.
I think what he liked about riding so much is that it kept him so close to the world. He could drop his bike in a second and take a picture of a flower or jump up in a tree and take a picture of a bird that he had seen. He met people because he was so close to them, because he was just riding by and he would be able to say hi and stop and have a conversation. It was just so easy to be connected, to people, to nature, to the world.
If you're just tuning in to WHQR, we're speaking with Shelley Parker O'Rourke, who curated Dash Loves You, an exhibit featuring the large body of work taken by her late son. The closing reception takes place on 4th Friday, February 28th, but the exhibit will remain on display at WHQR through March 13th. Proceeds from the exhibition will go to the Dash Loves You Foundation.
And we also have Dash's photographs available on the website, dashlovesyou.org. Dash cared immensely about children and children being heard and understood and seeing things through their eyes. He would spend countless hours with kids, showing them how to take pictures, asking them what they thought was beautiful, and helping them photograph it or draw it or express it. So our first project will be getting some cameras into kids' hands with adult mentors, with photographers, to help them not only see the beauty of the world, but also get those photos and those images out to the bigger world and give those kids some recognition for what they see. And any profits from that will go to help fund the foundation.
The title of the exhibit comes from his social media handle.
He signed his name with a heart as a child. There was something in him that just, he wanted to express his love for people. Yeah, his driver's license has a heart on his signature at the end. He just always wanted to express love.
Has curating this exhibit helped with the grieving process?
Really helpful in that I get to see something that I knew was something that Dash wanted to do come to fruition, even without him here. Being able to let other people see how he saw the world has been such a privilege for me. Seeing people's reaction to his work has been amazing. And it feels like I'm helping to complete something that was left uncompleted.
Again, the closing reception for Dash Loves You, photographs by the late Dashiell Titus Parker, will take place on 4th Friday, February 28th, from 6 to 9 p.m. here in the MC Ernie Gallery at WHQR. Other 4th Friday exhibits on February 28th include the second annual Gullah Geechee Cultural Heritage Exhibit, hosted by the Lynx Incorporated at Aces Gallery, Decades of Decor Home Show at New Elements Gallery, James Horton's Studies in Depth at Intracoastal Realty, and Art for Good, a Friends School of Wilmington student art show at Fox's Boxes. 4th Friday gallery nights are coordinated by the Arts Council of Wilmington. More information is available at artswilmington.org. Around Town with Rhonda Bellamy is a production of WHQR Public Media. I'm Rhonda Bellamy.